fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 8th day of November. Prepper tip of the day is to be sure and check your car kit, or kits plural if you've got more than one vehicle. Make sure it's got the things you need for the region you live in. If you're in Mississippi, it's going to be one set of items. If you're in Minnesota, it's going to be different, obviously. Of course it will. Make sure everything's there. Things tend to get lost and misplaced and borrowed. We have patient waiting in Greenville, my friend, Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Dr. Wilbert is a gentleman who began a quest more than 2 decades ago to become quite knowledgeable in anything and everything to do with human health, nutrition, well-being, the human, situation that we all live in, I guess you could say. If you want to become a client of Dr. Wilbert, he does have a telephone number, and that's 314-495-6480. Good morning, Doctor.
Greetings, J.R. Moore. Such a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you, sir. I want to ask you some questions and get some responses. When you have a new client...
As long as you don't stump me.
I don't think it's going to be all that difficult. But would it be a fair statement, Doctor, that many new clients, when they come in, they have self-diagnosed and self-prescribed various supplements that they take? Does that happen a lot?
Well, it's happening even more, John. The current climate today is most people, and there are segments of the population that is not included, like these young teens that carrying extra baggage. But, you know, the ones in their late 20s and 30s, they're looking more toward wellness and longevity of life. And they don't want to go down the road that their parents did with medicines.
Right.
And one of the things that people never ask or rarely ask is when they show up at the medical doctor and the medical doctor says, oh, we checked your blood pressure and it's elevated. Now, 2 things. One, you should be sitting in a quiet, peaceful place for an hour before checking blood pressure. 2, you need an average of blood pressures before you prescribe medication. And the question that's rarely, if ever, asked is, well, doctor, my last checkup, I didn't need blood pressure medication. Why do I need it now? Well, the obvious reason is you stop making blood pressure regulating drugs. Now, the next obvious question, the next logical question is, why did I stop making the blood pressure medicating drugs? And so once you buy the program of medicine, I don't know what drama school they go to, what acting school they go to, but they are able to convince most people, now that you're starting taking this medication, you have to take it for the rest of your life. Oh, really? Okay. 5 years later, instead of taking one pill, you're taking two. 10 years later, instead of taking two pills, you're taking three or four. A couple decades later, you're taking five or six. The average 65-year-old is taking anywhere from 6 to 8 pills a day. And so, in my mind, if the medication worked, then you take it for a year or two, and then you wouldn't have to take it, and the blood pressure is back to normal. That rarely happens unless you change your lifestyle. Most medical doctors do not counsel you on lifestyle modification, which is where my specialty is. And so one of the things that's happening now, and it's different in Europe, in order to get vitamins and minerals, is what they call them, vitamins and minerals, you must have a prescription. And the last time I checked, the most prescribed herb is ginkgo biloba in Europe. However, that's a different healthcare structure. The government pays for any doctor you want to go to, and most of it is physical medicine. And so now what we have is you can walk into a gas station, Walmart, Walgreens, and you'll see a plethora. You see so many kinds of vitamins and minerals, and people were thinking, well, maybe I should take vitamins and minerals.
Right,
well,
right.
That's a good idea. And that's
well,
what people are doing.
It's a good start, but initially, they're self-diagnosing and they're self-prescribing. And they may self-diagnose properly. They may self-prescribe properly. It's hit or miss. That's a bit some unknowns there. But then if they get to that point, are they taking the right thing? Are they taking it the right amounts? That's where your expertise comes in, doctor, whether they need it or not. And if they do need it, how much to take and when?
Yes, absolutely. And see, there are ways that you can determine how much you need. But clients' mind, I teach them how to determine that. But therein lies the problem. You don't know if you need vitamin C or vitamin B or E or D. And here's a situation I want to describe. Most people are taking vitamin D. A lot of people are taking vitamin D today. And I ask one of my mentors, I say, have you noticed that more and more people are being prescribed vitamin D? And he says, you know what? I've noticed that. What do you think about it? Well, I haven't really thought about it. Well, I have. And I share it with him why people are taking vitamin D. See, vitamin D is a vitamin that your body makes from sunshine. The liver and the kidney gets together, and they make vitamin D. In order for vitamin D to be made by the body, most vitamins you have to consume, and all minerals you have to consume. The body does not make minerals. You have to ingest minerals, which are the raw materials for healing. And so what happens is, in order for you to manufacture vitamin D, you need calcium and phosphorus. You need 10 parts of calcium and 4 parts of phosphorus in order to convert to vitamin D. Well, here's what happens. When your food intake, I never call it a diet, the first syllable in diet is diet. Nobody wants to diet. In fact, the best way to trim to your healthiest size is to eat like you did when you were a youngster. because it turns your metabolism back on, and you start to burn the calories that you put in. So let's say your diet is void of green leafy vegetables. That's where you get sodium, organic sodium. Green leafy vegetables come from, they provide organic sodium and other minerals, but organic sodium is the most important because that is the preferred Rolls Royce mineral that the body uses to buffer or neutralize the acid that we make from living, not to mention the acid that we create from thinking or any of that. And so now you've run out of sodium. Well, I mentioned in previous conversations that the pH of the blood, this is very important. It stays 7.35 to 7.45. That's slightly alkaline, 1/10 range. It never varies. If it goes above or below the 7.35 or 7.45, you only have moments left to live. The only other mineral that the body uses to buffer the acid to keep you from becoming acidotic or creating an acidosis condition is calcium. So when you run out of sodium, you're not eating enough green leafy vegetables. The next thing is calcium. And so the problem with that is, the challenge with that is, you need a whole lot of calcium for just one sodium. So now the body starts pulling calcium from the muscles. You get Charlie horses. It starts depositing calcium into the rib cage because it knows it's going to need some calcium down the road. And now it alters the ratio of calcium to phosphorus. So instead of having 10 parts of calcium, now you have 9 or 8. If you don't have 10, you can't make vitamin D. Vitamin D is important. So now you got to take vitamin D. So there we have a dilemma of people taking vitamin D when it's really not necessary. And my mentor looked at me, he says, well, let me know how that works for you. See, my practice is an observatory. I don't practice anymore. I observe the body's perfect response to whatever you do to it. There's nothing wrong. Never. In fact, I counsel my clients, the first step to massive healing is to realize there's nothing wrong with you. But doctor, what's wrong with my knee? Let me start over. Design of the human being was perfect. There was never a recall like Toyota and Ford and all those car manufacturers. Our creator did not recall the human being and improve on the design of the human being. And contrary to popular opinion and belief, Charles Darwin, on his deathbed, his last few words, he says, the concepts of evolution are not true. Not true. I have a degree in biology, and one of the tenets in biology is life begots life. And so fish don't have birds. Fish cannot procreate into a bird. And so the original human pair, down to you and I and whoever else is born today, the design of the human is perfect. See, when we separated from our mother, that's what it's called. That's what I call it. I call it the separation day, not the birthday. Because it was a birthday, you popped out one cell big. No, you popped out an entire human. 10 fingers, 10 toes, 9 openings in your body, and you knew how to breathe when you popped out. When you were in your mother's belly, she was breathing for you. She was digesting for you, and she was handling all the waste that you eliminated. But as soon as you popped out, all of those systems were operating on their own. All they needed for you to do is to keep feeding them so they could grow, keep them comfortable and love them, and then teach them how to stay happy for the rest of their life. But we somewhere along the way, John, we lose that ability to choose to be happy. Happy, what's that? All of my grandchildren, well, 8 and above, I have 1, 2, 3, I have 4 that's under 8, so they haven't quite grasped the concept yet. But the 3 that's 8 and above, they all know which is better, happy or sad. Oh, happy, Papa. Sad is bad. So when you look at your face and you can tell that you're sad, snap back instantly to happy. You've heard this before. Muscles have memory. Well, they do. Muscles have memory, and your facial muscles really have memory. If you're frowning, you're accessing a memory that wasn't so pleasant for you. It takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown. Yes, it does. And those frowning muscles, those two goalposts in between your eyebrows, we call them 11s, yeah, they become permanent after a while because you're wrinkling your brow. No, look in the mirror and see what it feels like to smile. If you have difficulty smiling, look up at the sky. You will smile looking up at the sky. I'm so happy. In fact, I think she's probably 3. She caused me to, not caused me, she inspired me to write another book. Why am I so happy? Why am I so happy? And it'll be a somewhat children's version book where the parents can read to their children how to stay happy. And happy, your cells are happy when you're happy. You're healing when you're happy. If you're in an emotional upset state, there's no healing going on. No healing. You're just barely surviving. I speak to my seniors, and when they say, I am sick, I say, change that. I am sick, change that. The two most powerful words ever spoken. I am. Your subconscious does not know, cannot, is incapable of thinking, judging, or reasoning. Your conscious mind does that. Your subconscious can't. So your subconscious will accept whatever you tell it. In other words, you can't lie to yourself. Your subconscious will, on the command, I am, there's a trap door between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And when you say, I am, the trap door to the subconscious opens up. And whatever follows the I am statement, your subconscious believes, acts on, and brings to fruition instantly, even though there may be a time lag. Remember, the subconscious doesn't know linear time the way we count. Today is the 8th, tomorrow is the 9th. No. Your subconscious doesn't know that. From the moment that you were created as an energy being, your subconscious was full grown. Your subconscious now is in charge of your survival system, your healing system. It does not know what condition you think you have. It only has one task, survival of the organism, no matter what. And so when you toss things at it like less than positive emotions, did you know humans weren't supposed to have a less than positive emotion?
I didn't know
that,
doctor.
We weren't supposed to. We don't have a system designed to handle the toxicity, the acid associated with a less than positive thought. And so what happens is, as we, you know, get past 2 years old, where the conscious mind is fully developed at 2, that's the smartest human person on the planet is a 2-year-old, and then they start to grow and learn based on what they've learned up to this point. Now the infant, up until 2 years old, the infant, whatever they feel or see or feel, they interpret it as truth. That's why the first 2 years of life, be careful who your children associate with. Always be in a happy, positive mood when you're around your infant. They'll pick up on that vibe. They don't even know what happy is. All babies love me. All babies love me. I mean, I haven't found one that didn't.
Hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000 plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 8th of November. I'll be in the Caribbean the second week of February. Where are you going to be? We have some cabins left. When they're gone, they're gone. If you want to go on a Caribbean cruise with us, contact Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, at 636-530-9502. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you want to become a client of Dr. Wilbert, here's his telephone, 314-495-6480. Doctor, we got a caller on hold here. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi. Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Wilbert. The reason why I'm calling is I wanted to find out if you might have any information on two different conditions that I've been diagnosed with. I have neurocardiogenic syncope and Ehlers-Danlos hypermobility syndrome. I have venous insufficiency. I can be as positive as I want, but with different physical anomalies that I have working against me, how can I overcome this, doctor?
Doctor, are you there? Dr. Wilbert.
I was on mute. Yeah. Elizabeth, what was the first condition you mentioned? Neuropathic syncope.
Neurocardiogenic syncope. I have orthostatic intolerance, venous insufficiency, and then I also have Ehlers-Danlos hypermobility syndrome.
You have who the hypermobility?
What?
Was it asthma hypermobility?
Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. It's a connective tissue disorder. I'm hypermobile, okay. And I can easily get certain parts of my body out of joint. I have one of my ribs that's slightly subluxed.
Ah, wow. How long have you been diagnosed with these conditions?
The last couple of years. I probably have had the scoliosis all along and never knew it. I have dextroscoliosis, and I've got degenerative changes in my back and in my neck.
Okay. Are you in your fifth decade, between 50 and 60?
I'm in my sixth.
Pardon me?
I'm in my sixth.
Her sixth decade. She's in her 60s, doctor.
Right. Okay. Well, that'd be your seventh decade. Because you have to count that first decade from zero
That's right.
to 10.
That's right. Zero to 10 is the first
okay.
decade. That's right.
Yeah. All right. I'm in my seventh then. I don't think in decades.
But the first one you said, neurogenic. Tell me if you can. I'm writing it down. Neurogenic.
Neurocardiogenic syncope. What it is, see, because of the venous insufficiency, there's times that I don't get enough blood going to the upper part of my body. And with my veins, I have three different venous systems that are refluxing, which isn't helping either. And I'm concerned, I would almost like to get, I don't know if there's some kind of repair that they could do on my veins to improve the blood going back up to my head, because I sure would love to get my freedom back.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much housebound.
Well, let's start with the first one, neurocardiogenic syncope. Syncope is the pulsating rhythm of your heart. And your heart is the most important organ in your body. And so your body will do anything to support the heart. When you say it's neurogenic or neurocardiogenic, that's not true. That's not true. The heart doesn't tell itself to speed up or slow down. The heart doesn't regulate its rhythm. It has three distinct electrical systems that the rhythm is automatic. I can take your heart out of your chest, put it in the petri dish, and it'll beat by itself. The heart has a system that controls its rhythmic syncope, its rhythmic synchronicity.
If Dr. Wilbert?
It's out, yes, I'm here.
I went to Dr. Grubb out in Toledo, Ohio, and he said that he has discovered that it has something to do with the mechanoreceptors of the heart. This is who I went to. He's one of the lead doctors on the syndrome. I don't know if you've heard that anything, if you know anything about mechanoreceptors.
I know everything about mechanoreceptors.
Oh, good.
I know it. See, mechanical receptors, they don't tell themselves what to do. They respond to a signal that comes from the adrenals or the thyroid. The adrenal gland regulates the rhythm of the heart, and so does the thyroid. The thyroid does it more than the adrenals. So every time you get emotionally upset, your heart goes boom, 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 boom. That's adrenals. That's adrenaline. And so if it's cardiogenic, that means that you may have a congenital heart condition, but I don't know. I don't know that. That's an assumption on my part.
Hold that thought.
Hold that thought, doctor.
We have a break. We'll be right back. We have another caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 8th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Got a huge Ozark cave listed for sale at my website. You could build a couple of houses inside this thing. It is massive. Very unusual, to say the least. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis pain, you're wondering what to do about it, well, the Energy Cleaner will help. If it doesn't, keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you personally. You heard Steve Whitman yesterday. If you didn't, first hour yesterday, Steve Whitman told his story. We try to get him on about three times a year to tell his story about how the Energy Cleaner saved his life and how he recovered so quickly from being shot three times with a pistol, 45-caliber pistol. Rapid recovery, rapid to the point where the doctor could hardly believe her eyes. $285 shipping included, the mattress pads that go with it. They're vary in price, twin size, full, queen, king. What a great gift. You already have your Energy Cleaner. You got your life back. You probably know somebody that has arthritis pain. You probably know somebody that's not getting a great night's sleep. What a great gift for them, an Energy Cleaner and a mattress pad. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you want a private consultation, don't want to talk about your personal medical concerns for 10,000 people, well, give Dr. Wilbert a call. He'd be glad to talk to you and get you going. 314-495-6480. We're doing a consultation with Elizabeth here, and Doctor, I believe you were responding when the break started.
Yes. Again, Elizabeth, the first step to healing is to recognize that your system is designed to respond to the stimulus of lifestyle perfectly. It responds perfectly. So in order to get a different response, we have to do something differently. So first of all, you can say what you have, but it's merely a fancy description of your body responding perfectly to the stresses that you've had in life. Now, you're probably a chest breather as well. I want you to focus on, take 3 minutes, probably 4 or 5 times a day when you think about it, because most of the time your shoulders are holding hands with your ears. And when that happens, you're stressing. You're stressing. And so realize that if you've survived any experience that you've had in your life, even the most stressful one, the one where they took your heart out, threw it on the ground, stomped on it and pummeled it and gave it back to you in that distressed condition, yeah, that one, you survived it. So you learned. You learned. If it didn't kill you, it made you stronger. Second is assign learning to every experience that you've had. Learning, and then be thankful and grateful for your body's perfect function. That's something you say every day. I am thankful for my body's perfect function. I'm working on it functioning more perfect, or perfecter, or whatever the word is. So remember to breathe. If your shoulders are holding hands with your ears, you want to lower your shoulders. Focus on the moment. That is the most important moment. Yeah, the one that just went by, most important moment. And if you're feeling distressed about anything, see, stress causes pressure. And when you combine the two, you have stressure. And the body knows how to deal with stress and pressure, but we weren't supposed to have it. Nature knows what to do with pressure. You turn a mountain into coal, and then pretty soon it becomes a diamond. Well, that's eons of pressure. They know what to do with it. But we as human beings, Elizabeth, I want you to be thankful that you're still here. I want you to be grateful that there's hope for you. There's hope for you. See, I detect just a little bit of hopelessness in your voice. Never give up hope. I don't know who the doctor you went to see in Toledo, but my response to that, the mechanoreceptors are only responding to the electrical signal of the nerve system. So in my work, what I do is I reprogram the nerve system. In other words, if you're working on a computer and you're using Windows 95, oh my goodness, you have no software support. And so in my work, I get your system, remember I said system, your nerve system, your circulatory system, your venous system, your blood system, we get it retimed. And then you are connected directly to source energy. And now you're operating on the latest biotechnical program available to humankind. See, your computer is stuck. And you keep feeding it information that keeps it stuck. I am not sick. I'm surviving. I want you to look into the mirror and look into your left eye and breathe. I'm not sick. I am surviving. My heart is the most important organ that I have. And my body does everything to do. Everything it does, it is for the survival of the heart. Nothing else. So any itis, any syncope, any of those fancy words, throw them out the window. You say, what can I do now to help my body? What can I do now to help me heal? You spend more time in emergency than you do healing. Now, scoliosis can be a congenital condition. Then again, it could be a functional condition. And what I mean by congenital, do you have all of your vertebrae, and are they cold, or is some of one or two of them
have, or is that what's creating the scoliosis, or are your vertebrae intact? Have you seen the x-ray of your spine?
Yes, it's pretty much S-shaped, but I have degenerative changes, and okay. I have some slippage of certain discs. The other thing is it was interesting that you mentioned the thyroid controlling the mechanoreceptors, because I have antibodies that are attacking my thyroid.
You did what to the thyroid?
I have Hashimoto's. I have antibodies attacking my thyroid.
Oh, so why are they doing that? Because your system is confused. Antibodies don't just attack the thyroid for no reason. They're confused. So you say antibodies?
I attribute it to the vaccines. I think I contracted this autoimmune disorder through the vaccines years ago when I didn't know that they were bad. I'm fully aware of it. None of them are safe anymore.
Yes, that.
But you know, it's a little too late.
Yes, that would be true. However, it's never too late. Never too late. So just that minding procedure. Breathe. Remember to breathe, because you're not only are you a shallow breather, you have to tell yourself to breathe. So if you're not putting in oxygen in your body, then you don't have enough oxygen to go around to get to your brain. Your brain, average brain, weighs about 7-8 pounds on average, unless you have a huge head. The brain uses 20% of the oxygen that you breathe in. 20%, but it only weighs about 8 pounds. Now, if we do simple math, just say you're a 200-pound person, and the brain uses 20% of the oxygen it takes in, that means your brain should weigh about 40 pounds. Let's hope it doesn't, or you wouldn't be able to walk. You need a wheelbarrow just to keep your head up. And so with that being said, we must focus on belly breathing, intentional breathing, rhythmic breathing. Breathe in for 3 or 4, hold it for 3 or 4, breathe out 3 or 4. And then that is a conscious, and you send red blood cells and you send oxygen to every cell in your body with your mind. Your mind is playing a big role in your health. All those words that you got antibodies attacking your thyroid, I'll have nightmares about that. No, I won't. I'm just kidding. But you have to ask the logical question. Why would my antibodies, who supposed to be attacking foreign things, antigens that enter my body, why is it attacking my thyroid? Because it's confused. Now, I can tell you this. You have a core liver issue as well. All white blood cells, antibodies, red blood cells, the liver's got over 560 some odd things to do. And one of them is to keep the acid level of the blood acceptable for life. Now, when the acid level gets out of range, you have things like itises and hypermobility. You have joints that move more than what they should. Well, that's because you're starting to affect the connective tissue. You mentioned that. You're starting to affect the connective tissue in your body. And so how do you reverse that? Well, you start moving. You start moving. Walking is an excellent exercise. And while you're walking, you'll say things like, why am I so thankful for my perfect health? Now, it sounds like foo-foo stuff going on, but you're saying the opposite now. You're saying the opposite. You're saying, why is the foot of it? Why is my antibody? Oh, you want to know why your antibody is attacking your thyroid? Well, let me show you. It's going to do it again. The question is, why is my body responding perfectly to the stimulus that I give it? And the number one stimulus is your mental attitude. It's your minding. I want you to think about what you're thinking about while you're thinking about it.
And if it doesn't make you feel good, you instantly change the thought to a feel-good thought. And it doesn't matter. Remember I said your subconscious cannot determine whether or not you're telling the truth or not. Why am I so happy today? And the universe will say, oh, you want to know why you're so happy? And before you know it, off the coast of Africa, it's not even on your radar. A happy experience will come into your life. And you go, oh, that's why I'm happy. Or you can say, man, why am I so upset and stressed out today? And the universe says, oh, you want to know why? Here comes another upset, stressed out experience for you. See, we command, we are co-creators. We are co-creators of our life. We can create what we would love to have happen if we focus more on the way we would love for it to be as opposed to the way it is. Here's the way it is, switch. Here's the way I would love for it to be. Here's the way it is, switch. Here's the way I would love for it to be. And at the end of the day, you have a net, here's the way it is, and a net, here's the way I'd love for it to be, and they will cancel each other out. And your last thought, why am I so thankful? My life is the way I would love for it to be. And then you go to sleep. See, movement is tied into emotion. Movement is tied into emotion. If you're not moving, your emotions are going to start sinking. You're not going to feel that good about anything, let alone yourself. You're not going to feel good at all. So when you start to feel that way, get up and take a short walk and be thankful that you can see the trees. Be thankful the planet is still here. Be thankful you're still alive. Be thankful that you live through every experience. And if you assign learning to those experiences, then you won't have random recall of those experiences that you wish you had skipped over. You often have random recall of past tense experiences that you wish you had skipped through. Why did that experience show up on your forehead in this moment? Because it's asking to be reassigned to the learning pile. I don't know what I learned from that experience, but I know I learned. How do you know you learned? You lived through it. I learned a long time ago, my grandmother actually said, well, say, son, if it don't kill you, it makes you stronger. Excuse me? Well, it's always been true. If it don't kill you, it makes you stronger if we assign learning to the experience. You don't have to ascertain at the moment what you learned. You just have to know that you learned. You have to not only believe that your body's working perfectly, but know that it's working perfectly. In order for you to get a more perfect response, breathe, acknowledge, accept, and appreciate your body for what it's doing. Don't ever tell your body it's doing anything wrong ever again, because it's not. That's a perception. That's a hill of beans that we bought. If you think your body can do something wrong, have another funk. And then here's a really positive thing, Elizabeth. Whatever it is you have, whatever condition you think you have, whatever condition you've been told that you have, is instead of a heart attack. Let me say that again. Whatever condition that you've developed, whatever condition you think you've developed, is instead of a heart attack. And heart attack is still the number one reason why people die in this country. So you be thankful your heart, even though sometimes it'll skip a beat or sometimes it'll speed up and slow down. You say, okay, heart, let me focus on you, and I'm going to breathe. I'm going to get oxygen in. And be sure that you are drinking half your body weight in ounces of water. All that's the rule. That's the general rule. It's eight-ounce glass. That's nonsense. That doesn't work now. In today's society, the air that we breathe in is only about 21% oxygen. And it used to be as high as 30 at one time, but it's 21% now. I just saw the figures. It's less oxygen. You need less oxygen? No. Focus on breath, H2O, water, oxygen. You get oxygen from drinking water. I would get more green leafy vegetables. An excellent thing to do is stretching. Stretching. I know most people kind of frown at yoga, but yoga is merely, and it's been around for centuries, yoga is merely moving your body, thinking positive thoughts in the moment, and being appreciative for the fact that you can move. Remember I said movement is tied into emotions. And emotions are controlled by your limbic system, not limbo system, limbic system. It's in the middle of your brain. It controls all your attitudes and beliefs and opinions about every experience you've ever had. And it stores it in vertical time, not linear time. Vertical. So everything that you've experienced, everything you believe, everything you think you know, it's stored in the limbic system. And movement.
We have our last break. We got another call we want to try to get a few minutes in with, Doc. Elizabeth, you can call Doc privately and get
sure.
more details.
No problem. Thank you so much, Dr. Wilbur.
We'll be back after the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
All right, we are back. We are back. Doctor, here's our last caller. We have Warren in Montana. Good morning, Warren.
Hello?
You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Got a couple of questions and a success story. I heard on another talk show that these multivitamins are chemicals and you're better off not taking them. What do you think about that? There's a lot of products out there, but...
That's exactly true. Most of the vitamins that are available commercially are synthesized. They don't come from whole foods. The products that I recommend are made from food that's cold or low heat processed, and then food in the body. I take whole food supplements on a daily basis. Our food today has been compromised, GMO modified. It's just not as good as it was, say, 50 years ago. And with that being said, you still need raw materials to heal. And so be careful why you don't buy vitamins and minerals from Walmart or Costco or wherever. Get reputable whole food supplements from companies that's been making it for a long time. But I highly recommend that.
Okay. Another thing, I had high blood pressure, and over several years, I had to get more medicine. It got changed four times. What happened is I started making biodiesel, and when you make refined biodiesel out of waste vegetable oil, you will never touch a donut or french fry ever again. I quit all that stuff, and my blood pressure, it went down to my first prescription within the first week. Then now I'm off that, but that hydrogenated oil, just changing my diet took care of that.
There you go.
So, I said, when you refine that oil, you'll never eat a French fry or donut again. It works good in my Dodge Cummins diesel for fuel, but not my body.
That's good information, Warren. That was your wake-up call, wasn't it?
Yes. So,
yeah, that hydrogenated and partially hydrogenated stuff, it will take you out. It used to be said, what you don't know can't hurt you. It's never been true. What you don't know can kill you, slow or fast. And most of the people in this country, that's what's going on. It's genocide by the diet they recommend for us. Have you seen a fruit commercial on TV lately? No.
No.
More commercials than anything. So we're slowly being branded to think that drugs is a common practice. No, it's uncommon. See, the medical community, they say that natural healers, chiropractors, service, they say that's alternative medicine. No, it's not. Medicine is alternative medicine. Medicine didn't come on the scene until the late 1890s. Yoga, massage, movement has been around since man has been around. So we're not.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you, doctor. We're out of time. Right. Warren, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Warren. Yes, sir. It is a good call.
Yes.
Okay, that's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.